reading today comes from one of my favorite poets, Denise Levertov. This is a piece called The Sea's Repeated Gesture. Stroking its blue shore throughout the night, patient, patient. Determined rhetoric that never persuades. The rocks, unwilling to be pebbles. Nights and days and centuries passing before the pebbles dwindle to join the sand. The sand itself at last barring the sea's way into the land. An island forming from the silt. Yet still all this night and all the nights of our life, the sea stroking its blue shore. Patient. Patient. So I want to invite you for a moment to picture your favorite river. For some of us, maybe it's the Fox. Maybe. Maybe it's the Mississippi. Maybe it's a little creek that up north that you are the only one that really knows about. Hold it in your mind for a moment. Picture yourself right now standing beside that river. Breathe in the wet air. Imagine the sounds of the water. Note the reflections coming off the water, the sun, the wildlife around it. Now, standing at the side of this familiar river, imagine someone friendly approaching you. They ask you curiously, "What are you looking at?" If you're like me, you might simply reply, "I'm looking at the river." But what does that simple sentence mean? What is a river? After all, a split second after you name it as a river, it has completely changed. Maybe the water level has changed. Maybe the opposite bank has eroded ever so slightly. Maybe a fish or a bird that was once in view is now gone. One thing is certain, the water that you were looking at is gone, downstream. There's a great psychologist of religion named William James. He's also the godson of Unitarian Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said this, "The essence of life is its continuously changing character, but all our concepts are discontinuous and fixed. And the only mode of making them coincide with life is by arbitrarily supposing positions of arrest therein." What James means by this somewhat arcane language of positions of arrest is that our ideas and our language can never quite convey the constant change that is a part of life, like the change we might observe in a river. Our words and ideas are like still photographs of a scene that's in constant motion, photographs of a river, of a life that is always changing. Just when we feel like we've got it figured out, it turns out that we don't. I know I'm living this reality every day right now with my one-year-old son, who was somewhat unpredictably murmuring during our silence. Perfect. But Jen and I are yearning for a little bit of predictability these days. Maybe some of you can relate. We're tired, and we think we could plan a good night's sleep if only we knew how often or when he'll be up. But sure enough, the moment that Jen and I think we have a routine down, and we've set the alarms and programmed the coffee pot, a new tooth arrives, or the ability to walk or talk. Truly, I think the only constant as a parent is that there is precious little that is constant. Of course, this change does not end when we become adults. Life's motion never ceases. The world keeps on its spinning. The universe keeps expanding. Rivers keep flowing. Loved ones come and go, and children grow up, keeping us young all the while and open to the change that surrounds us. And so now, on this beautiful day, when our life's waters converge again, and I get the pleasure of looking out over you, and joining my life's current to yours, I do so with deep, deep gratitude. Gratitude for whatever twists and turns your life has taken, for whatever obstacles and blessings that have brought your energy here, today, together, to this sacred place. Though we at times can feel like isolated puddles, we are truly all a part of the same river. We are like meandering streams running together, each one bringing the gifts of far-off hills. We each feel gravity and direction in our lives, and yet our path is a common one. We belong to the same current, and though we may take many routes to get there, we all end the same way. Back to the earth, back to the patience of the sea. Ten Septembers have come and gone since that picture-perfect, beautiful, clear day in 2001 when planes flew into buildings and into a field in Pennsylvania. That day changed so much. Many of us look back and see it as a dividing line. We look back and see the world before 9/11 and the world after. Across this country and in much of the world today, we pause to remember those who died so unjustly and tragically. We also, on this 10th anniversary, note all that has changed, from the way we look at tall buildings when we walk by, to how we get into airplanes, to how our government operates. We note that the changes continue to unfold. Now a new wave of change floods over the Middle East in places like Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. But with all the changes in a river flowing by and in the world as time flows by, some things do not change. Some things abide. Things like love, compassion, hope, memory, new life. A river changes from one instant to the next, but it's still a river. Amidst the constant change, there is also continuity. Both things are true. So a baby born after her father perished in one of those planes is now entering fifth grade. Within her, there's a gesture, a characteristic, something intangible of her father that still lives. A second-generation firefighter whose two sons joined the family trade and died trying to save others in the Twin Towers continues day after day, this second-generation firefighter, to be nurtured by the last words that he shared with each son on that day, "I love you." A mosque in Nina continues what it started in the weeks after 9/11, reaching out across religious lines to say yes to love and unity and no to extremism and violence. A spiritual community gathers under the bright skies to promise to help nurture a beautiful new baby born to one of its families. And with a simple ritual of mingling water, it celebrates reconnecting with one another after its members blew about with the winds of summer. It adds new currents of water for those who are new in our community, and it remembers those who, because of life's changes, are not here with us today.